hard.
Dead in hip hop. Single Young Dolph Sunday. Talking to my scale. This is one of those joints, man, that somebody brought to my attention. You know, there's a lot of controversy, Illuminati, all of that type of stuff, and, you know, the untimely death of Young Dolph. And especially, you know, I told Ken, look, it's one thing to listen to the song, but to see the visual on this one is different. It's definitely different. Ken, this is a hard-ass Young Dolph song. And what's interesting, you know, and way back when we started the whole Young Dolph week, we started with one of his first mixtapes. To go from there to here, progression, transition, and mastery of his craft. And Ken, there was at least 5 or 6 times you chuckled on this. Because Dolph, throughout his career, has gotten to a point where he's funny but serious. Styles P has that shit, you know what I'm saying, where you'll chuckle, but hey, that fucking serious, you know what I'm saying? And man, the beat on this shit was stupid. He was super witty. He was flowing, and he switched up his flows like 2-3 times. You know what I'm saying? And what we talk about, Ken, versatility, being able to, again, master your craft, being able to understand and have self-awareness of who you are as an artist. That song is the epitome of where Young Dolph has gotten to. That shit is a fucking banger.
Man, this dude, like, there are people that have been, that have died recently in hip-hop, that people say were going to be a superstar. Dolph was going to be a superstar. 100. He was well on his way, man. You know, and this, no disrespect to, like, Pop Smoke and some of these other guys. Because I wasn't just, they were just starting out. I wasn't familiar with their stuff. But I know Dolph had been putting in the work. More and more people talking about him.
Over a decade.
More people that don't even fuck with hip-hop music, fuck with him. The ladies loved him. Like, he was on his way, bro. And he was bubbling. He was, like, right there. And watching this video, I could just see it. And, you know, the video is definitely creative. It keeps you engaged. And I think there are two things that stand out. First of all, one of my favorite lines, he was like, you're a grown-ass man, stop whining like a little bitch or something like that. That shit was funny to me. But I like how in the middle of it, like, the shit was at, like, it was about to go off, and it kind of faded.
Right,
and he was, yeah, man, he was,
oh,
like,
you thought this shit was done?
Yeah, you thought this shit was done. I was like, let's fucking go. That shit was so fucking dope to me, because I was like, where is he going with this? Because I already knew the length of the song based on the video. So when he got to there, I was like, okay, well, is the rest of the video just some theatrical I'm playing or whatever? Nah, man, he brought that shit right back. He just killed that shit, man, bro. I was like, man. And yeah, just the flow, the charisma, the style, the lyrics, the lines. Man, it was just like everything packaged in here. And yeah, he was doing the Illuminati shit or whatever. Yeah, Dolph, man. Dolph was that dude, bro. Dolph was that dude. And man, yeah, he was about to go.
Yeah.
He was about to go, bro.
Now, I agree. You know, and I'm glad that you brought up, you know, some of the other recent tragedies in hip hop, you know, a la Pop Smoke, because Pop was on his way too. But Pop didn't have 10 years of work, experience, grind, perseverance built in. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that it would took Pop. Everybody's career path is different. And I'm not necessarily, and I know you're not either. You're not comparing the two. But what you're saying is Dolph, it was different with Dolph because Dolph was, he put in the work. He put in the grind. The blood, sweat, equity was already, he paid the dues. Yep. Pop didn't pay dues
white
just
folks,
yet.
Old, middle-aged white men were listening to Dolph. And yeah, I saw that on Twitter, and I'm talking about a lawyer. And he was like, damn, RIP the Young Dolph, one of my favorites. I was like, motherfucker listen to Dolph? Yeah. He was out there, man. He was out there. And once you start getting them listen to you,
oh, it's a wrap. It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time.
Just a matter of time. You know, you're a business deal or two away from, you know, making that jump. And again, you know, I talked about him earlier. Y'all already know one of my favorite hip hop artists of all time, Nipsey. The similarities is very uncanny when we're looking at it from a business perspective. Mm-hmm. Grinded a whole bunch of time. You know what I'm saying? Now, there is controversy on, is Dolph really independent or not? Because he is signed to Empire, which is Ghazi, which technically isn't a major, but technically you're not under. It is what it is. But the similarities are, you put in the sweat equity, you pay your dues, you build up your leverage.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you go get a partnership, right? Like in terms of Nipsey's case. And then as soon as he signed on that dotted line, what did we see? Gatorade commercial, Puma. Like it was like, oh, shit, he's a household fucking name. Dolph was right there. He, like, again, a business deal or two away from being a household name.
Yeah.
And again, just a life cut too short. And again, a lot like Nipsey, a man of the community.
Yeah.
A man that put his money where his mouth is.
Those are the ones that's getting got.
The dudes that care, the dudes that are where they're from, and they're reinvesting into where they are. And you know what, Ken? I was a guest on a podcast. That's what I meant to tell you. I was a guest on a podcast just recently. We kind of got into this. And it's one of those things, man, when, like, you look at Little Boosie, why he bounced out of, where are you from? Alabama, Mississippi?
Louisiana.
The reason why he bounced is because when you make it in your city, it's the crab in the barrel mentality. Mm-hmm. They're trying to all bring you back down. But if you move away from that community, don't nobody know Boosie like that in Atlanta. You ain't grow up with me. Mm-hmm. You know me as Boosie. You don't know my real name. You don't know my auntie. You don't know my cousins. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? And I think that a lot of animosity happens in our urban communities, you know, and it's just sad. It's sad because these guys care and they're trying to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the ones that the streets is eradicating. But when we got motherfuckers like that shot the kid, Trayvon. Who was that man's name? Y'all already know. Y'all already know. Jay said the line. You know, y'all still got that motherfucker out here walking the streets.
God, I believe I can't remember this guy's name.
You know, I'm bad with names. I remember faces. I remember what happened.
It's good thing I probably brought,
but you know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, like, if we're the hood.
Zimmerman.
If we're the hood and we're supposed to be protecting our community, how in the hell do you allow dudes like Zimmerman to walk and not get the hood justice he deserves, but a motherfucker like Dolph gets got down, shot down in front of a fucking bakery.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I think going back to the independent thing, I saw Boosie commenting on him turning down a $22 million deal.
Yep.
So, and, you know, you think about it, if you turn it down that, then how much you bringing in? Or, you know, you ain't got to split it. You own everything. So,
like, or you understand your worth. Ken, look we've been in business for a little while now. If somebody comes to Dead in Hip Hop and say, hey, we're willing to offer you $50 million, automatically we should be like, well, we worth $200 million then.
Yeah, how much you planning on make? Because if you're going to pay me $50, you ain't doing that to
get to break even.
Right.
You need the $50 plus at least an extra $50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to make at least $100. You got to recoup your $50, and you want $100 at least. So if my math works, that's about 150. Shit, we worth 200. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, Dolph, again, I didn't really get into, like, his business acumen, getting into, you know, following his entourage. Outside of Key Glock, I fuck with Key Glock heavy. Like, following his entourage and everything, like I did with Nip, so I'm not as well versed. But I know what I know. And I know that man gave a fuck about Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
And he put literally his blood, sweat, and tears into that city.
Yeah. Yeah, nah, but yeah, dope ass single, bro.
That's what's up, man. So you guys already know. This concludes Young Dolph Week. And starting tomorrow, we are on Atlanta Week. And that's how we closing out 2021. A lot of you motherfuckers didn't think we was going to make it. Shit, I ain't going to front. I didn't think we was going to make it. You know, there was a couple times here, man. It was just, man, like, it's like, how many more months can? How many more fucking how much? Again to the studio, bro? But it is what it is, man. We love what we do. We're passionate. All I'll ever tell people whenever they ask me for advice, man, find your passion. Find your passion. Do that shit for free. You know how long we done did this dead-end shit for fucking free, bro? You know what I'm saying? It's never been about the money, you know? So go find your passion. Go change the world in your way. You know what I'm saying? Young Dolph changed the world. A lot of these Atlanta artists that we're about to record upcoming have changed the world. And then hip-hop has changed the world. Did we change it massively? Not yet. But we here. Atlanta Week is next. We out. Peace.
Peace.